Or 9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and Cheyenne Trail in this morning, and we're talking Tri-County Tech. I know, among other things, you are getting ready to host Joy Hoffmeister this afternoon about 1:30 for a one-hour event center program over there.
We are. Hi, Charlie. It's nice to be here. We are excited to have Ms. Hoffmeister here at Tri-County today. I know she's kind of making a big tour around Bartlesville today, so it's nice that we'll be one of those stops and listen and try to learn some things from what she says about the state.
Yep, I think it'll be good. I get the opportunity to spend about 15 minutes with her this morning.
Great.
Next hour. So before she heads on over to Arvis, it's, I'm sure, a busy travel schedule. And
I'm sure.
Anyway, some of the other things going on. I know the monthly mailers went out, and I was on your website within the last week. I don't remember which day it was, but a different look, I think, than the last time
it
I was there.
It is. Yeah. So we're making some changes, updating it, and making it kind of fun, easier for you to read, easier for you to find some things. So we're excited about our community ed right now. We have a lot of great things coming up, one of which is our furniture staining. So that's coming up at the end of this month, and I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's an opportunity for anybody. You don't necessarily need carpentry skills. You don't necessarily need a lot. Mm-hmm. If you're not really messy with the paintbrush, you can sand and paint and really restore some nice furniture.
Yeah, that's the great thing about these community ed classes. Are they're for everyone. They're your hobby list. They're something that you just wish you could do for a night, or just kind of play around, have some fun. Yeah. So you don't necessarily have to be skilled in that area.
And what skills you can teach them. So you're good.
Exactly.
Some of the other things you got coming up, I notice just everything from a paint party. That sounds interesting over in Pawhuska. But, I mean, Excel Level 1, basic electricity, so that you don't end up sparking yourself while you're trying to get a project going
on. Exactly. We have everything. So those fun classes that we just talked about, our watercolor classes, but we also have Facebook for beginners. So if you're just really not sure where to start with some of that technology, we have Google classes. Just get you in the know, you're ready.
Social media wise, I think there's a certain etiquette that you learn mostly through experience, because somebody yells at you and say you don't do it that way.
Exactly. So we'll be the ones to nicely say, don't do it that way. We'll do it this way. Yeah. It's kind of easier. So
it is. And that kind of leads us into some of your Flex and Fast Track programs, because that's kind of, pathways to better employment, more satisfaction, and more dollars.
It is. So those Flex and Fast Track, remember, are the ones that you can take in the evening time. So you can still work. It's designed not to interrupt your working life. So you don't have to give up your resources to go back to school and learn a new trade, or continue your education with your current trade. So right now, one of our Fast Track classes that I want to kind of talk about is our Basic Guard Phase 1 and 2. So that's for your unarmed security guard. So at the end of that course, you'll get your CLEAT certification. So within the cost of that class, we include the testing fee and everything. So right now we have it on sale. So $175, which is a very reasonable price just for this class that's coming up. It's going to be quick. So it goes from November 27th through December 19th. So right after Thanksgiving, you come in and then walk away in a couple weeks with your CLEAT certification.
And that is the step number one, the step to a whole pathway that you can take on down the road if you choose to.
It is. So we do offer phase four as well, and that's that armed security guard. This one, the phase one and two, that will help just get you that unarmed security guard. And right now, I think that that's fantastic for schools, for churches, just to give everyone that peace of mind that we have someone here that's trained and ready to go just in case.
Well, and of course, I think sometimes there's a certain amount of experience needed before you take that step that course for.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do want to make sure that you have that basic guard phase 1 and 2 before you go on to phase 4. But if that's the path that you're looking for to go all the way through, we have it. If you want to stop at phase 1 and 2 and just kind of give that extra security for whatever organization you're in, then you can stop at phase 1 and 2.
But again, just like on the medical fields with some of the courses you offer, if your ultimate goal is, I don't care, Bartlesville Police, Dewey Police, Oklahoma Highway Patrol, whatever that eventual goal is, these are all steps you've got to complete all along that path.
Exactly. That's similar to our paramedics course that we've begun this year. We've always had EMT. That's kind of your first step to your paramedics. You want to finish up that EMT, work for a little bit, and then go on to paramedics.
Yeah. So it's one of those path that you can start right here. It's not like you have to drive to Oklahoma City or anything else to take some of those courses.
Right here in Bartlesville.
That's nice. And it is nice. It's a short commute for all of your students that you would normally have with all the schools you support.
It is. All 11 of our partner schools, all the way out to Pawhuska, to Nowata, down to Caney Valley, and up into South Coffeyville.
Yeah. So it's a great deal.
It is a great deal.
Yeah. And you've got it priced right, too. I always try to talk about the fact that, you know, because it is hometown school, you're really on eye to everybody's budget.
We are looking to make sure that we give you the education you need, and that cost will never be a factor for you not continuing your education.
Absolutely. Well, this is great. Is this something that people can sign up for now?
Yes. Right now, you can actually do it online now. Okay. So if you want to go to tricountytech.edu/adult/basic guard, you can call us up as well. If you want to call, you can call Lauren directly and sign up, and she's at 918-331-3291, or just call our main line, you know, our favorite number,
331-333-333. That works. And knowing Lauren, well, she may not be sitting at the phone waiting for you to call, but she's available right now.
She will get back to you and walk you right through the process, so you don't have to worry about tracking down certain things. You just call her up and say, this is what I want to do.
There's nothing She'll worse than what I call the university shuffle. To go to this building and get this paper and then go
and
there.
Go here. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. All one-stop shop.
Okay, sounds great. Some of the Flex programs, I know last time you were in, we talked a little bit about the new AMAT program.
We did. So we have changed our AMAT program. So that used to be the Automated Manufacturing Engineering Technology. So we've split it into two, make it more efficient. You kind of pick the route that you want to go, that measurement and maintenance, or the basic electrician. So both of these were designed with our businesses in mind, so actually with our businesses in a partnership around town.
You actually talked to them and said, let's do this.
We said, what do you need in your employees? Okay, we'll give you that.
Yep.
So we do have 100% placement rate for those students that have gone through that course already, because we're working with those businesses. So we want to make sure that you are prepared for that job and that they are prepared to have you there.
I don't want to use the word guaranteed job, but 100% placement, that is
fantastic. It looks pretty good. Yep. So that we are enrolling for measurement and maintenance technician and basic electronics technician for the next semester, for kind of moving on through it. And so you can also visit our website to learn more about that course at tricountytech.edu/adult/measurement tech. So if you go to adult, you'll find all kinds of stuff.
It branches out from there.
It does. So you can find all of our Flex and Fast Track at that URL, or our full time if you're interested in just coming to school for full time. We have those courses as well.
Okay, so in the daytime or it works in your schedule.
Whatever you need.
We will continue and interest you in some of these other Tri-County Tech courses when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning, Cheyenne Trail talking to us about some of the things offered to you by Tri-County Tech. And I know it came out within the past couple of weeks. I don't remember when it was. Seems like it was coming into a three-day weekend. Number 33 on the Best Small and Medium Placement.
Yes, yeah. We are named again. So number 33 on Best Small and Medium Workplaces on Fortune's list. So that's a big deal.
Yeah. Sounds like you could kick those 32 people in front of you.
We have had a great year. We had our Baldrige site visit, and now we're winning Great Place to Work again. And so we are just moving right along, and it really is. It's the greatest place to work. Everything we need is there. Yeah.
So. And I mean, look, so at this is just one step in a long line of recognition year in, year out for Tri-County.
It is. We have been doing great, and we continue to do great. That's our plan. So we're excited for things to come.
Well, yeah. And I don't want to guarantee anything coming down the road, but I think some of those others are going to be recurring rewards for you, too.
I think so, too. So we have gotten Best Places to Work for Women mm-hmm. in the past a couple times. And so we're looking at that and our giving back. We have the same goals and same values, so I would imagine that would be coming down the pike.
Well, we'll expect good things, and we'll report on it when it happens. Some of the other things going on, I know Bartlesville High School recently had a perfect score on the ACT, and yes. The rest of the students across the state are taking it as mm-hmm. part of a graduation requirement.
So they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're there to help them out.
We are. We offer ACT prep, and we also are a testing site for the ACT. So you can get it all done at Tri-County Tech. So how we have that organized is during the week of the test is when you have your ACT prep. We want to get you in as close as possible, make sure you're prepared that whole week. So we offer a different subject every day, mm-hmm. and then you test on Saturday. So each one of those courses is only $25. You can register online, or you can come in and call us, or come and see us, or come or just call us. Either way, you can get your students signed up for that ACT prep and ACT testing site.
What do you cover in some of that? I mean, I'm sure somewhere along the line, mm-hmm. test-taking skills are in there, but there's a whole lot
right.
more.
There is. Each day, we want to focus on a different subject, so they will go into the English, into the math, then reading, then science. And so they'll make sure that everything is covered. You'll take a lot of practice tests. So whenever you get to the test on Saturday, you're a little more relaxed, mm-hmm. less anxious, you know what to expect. And especially being in that setting makes it a little bit more comfortable as well.
Back decades ago, driver's ed was part of every high school curriculum mm-hmm. across the country. I know when I went to school, it was a required sophomore level course, mm-hmm. at least the classroom part of it. And you're there still teaching that same good stuff.
We are. So get your students driving. Come out to Tri-County Tech. We have our driver's ed. We have another one starting on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you can still get them signed up. So that's tomorrow. But go ahead and give us a call. It's $349 at Tri-County, which is a great rate for our drivers, our new drivers on the road.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're covering even the new laws like the one that took effect this month.
Exactly. We want to make sure we have everything that's fresh, that left lane. You cannot be in the left lane. We'll make sure that our students know that.
Yeah, and I've talked with the Highway Patrol, and we ran the story, I think, on the first or second of the month. Really, it's pretty well defined. You
mm-hmm.
know,
don't get in there unless you're passing.
Yeah, okay. They do say they're, like traffic control, like south of Bartlesville, as everybody's headed south to Tulsa,
right.
you guys want to get out of work, they say, okay, that you can shuffle back and forth because you're moving faster than mm-hmm. So for a few miles at least, they'll say there's a traffic exception.
I think, it's the basic rule, kind of, if someone is behind you, you should be in the right-hand lane.
If they're moving faster than you are, move over.
There you go. Easy as pie. Yep. We'll see, though.
Okay, sounds great. And what a great idea as far as getting that taken care of. And, of course, if you've got the certificate from Tri-County or any accredited Tri-County course, take it to the insurance agent and mm-hmm. get a little bit of a discount.
Yes, get some discounts. I know. We provide that as well, so you're able to get what you need.
Okay. Bartlesville is your main campus, but you're still very active in Pawhuska.
We are. I was just in Pawhuska yesterday.
Cool.
So it was great to see our campus. So we do have testing there as well. So the first Monday of every month, any testing that you would need to get done at Tri-County. So we have our internal test and then our AccuPlacer so you can get in some of those courses. But also we have some external testing. So we are a testing site for a various amount of tests. So you can actually do that in Pawhuska. So if you're not in the Bartlesville area or you live over near the Osage Nation, so that's a little bit closer for you, so you can drop into Pawhuska and take care of that. That address is actually on Virginia Short Street, so it's 1225 Virginia Short Street.
Okay.
And you can call Cindy as well at 918-287-3357. She can help you out.
Destination at lunchtime around here.
Yes,
too.
We are. So the Osage Market at our Bartlesville location is open. Our specials are back. I'm excited about that Dijon chicken. They've tried some new stuff. We have some sour cream chicken enchiladas.
Oh,
we have
okay.
a potato bar, so a baked potato bar. Come in, dress it up.
Who so doesn't like that every once in a while?
I know. You get to choose whatever you want on there. So
yeah.
Come out and try some new things. We are open for lunchtime. We are open for breakfast as well.
Mm-hmm.
So during the week, Monday through Friday, come in. Those specials are only $5.50, and they load those things up. So come in for lunch. It's a nice, quiet place. We have plenty of places to eat on campus. So if you're looking for a quiet lunch with somebody, meet some friends out there, change of scenery, then come on out for lunch.
Sounds like a destination. Head out there and see what's for lunch today.
Yes.
I want to go back to one thing that I mentioned. The monthly mailers came mm-hmm. out, but I think I kind of glossed over that a little bit. If you haven't picked it up, go through that thing because there's a lot of good information
yeah.
there.
That means that you are getting used to it. It's not new anymore. You just assume everyone knows that we have switched from that catalog. So that big catalog that took up a bunch of space, you don't need that anymore. We have that easy monthly mailer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come to your house or you can pick them up around town. You'll see it's kind of larger than postcard size.
Yep.
You just look and see the classes that are coming up for about that month or two is what we put on there. You can check out what you're interested in and then register on online, super easy, or give us a call always.
And it comes out just a few weeks, sometimes even just a few days before some of the classes start. So
mm-hmm.
you need to review it within a day or so when it comes to
mm-hmm.
mail.
Yep. As soon as it comes in, check out what we have and then just immediately register for something you like. Don't push it off on the countertop.
Okay. I guess just need to refer people back to your website and they can check it all out, and registration's
yes.
pretty easy.
Yes, it is. Just visit tricountytech.edu, all lowercase, all together. Nothing else in there.
And I kind of glossed over your foundation. You're there as a financial aid for those who maybe find it a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. We actually are hosting an event tonight, so we are excited about that. We are trying to raise some more money for that foundation and make sure that no student ever turns down an education, decides not to come to us because of financial resources. So we want to make sure that there is something you want to learn, you come and you learn it. And so the foundation will take care of that.
And whenever possible, you make it fun.
Yes. Always fun.
Cheyenne, thanks so much for your time this morning. And I'll let you get back so you can host Superintendent
yes,
Hoffmeister later
exciting.
On this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
News is next.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. In the wake of the